This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump says he watched the operation that took down Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says he sat in the White House Situation Room last night watching the raid on video screens.
As though you were watching a movie.
In vivid detail, he described 8 helicopters flying over Russian and Syrian held land.
We flew very, very low and very, very fast.
With commandos taking some fire along the way and a lot at the compound where al-Baghdadi was hiding.
They did a lot of shooting. And they did a lot of blasting.
And then chased al-Baghdadi into a tunnel where the president says he died like a coward by setting off a suicide vest.
Whimpering, screaming, and crying.
Asked if he could actually see or hear that on the video feed.
I don't want to talk about it.
Pentagon Chief Mark Esper was with the president yesterday.
Well, I don't have those details.
Telling ABC's This Week, the president probably talked to commanders on the ground. Sagar Magani at the White House.
British police say 3 suspects who were arrested in the deaths of 39 people hidden in a shipping container have been released on bail. AP's Zuria Shackley reports.
Police in southeastern England said that a 38-year-old man, a 38-year-old woman, both from the northern English town of Warrington, and a 45-year-old man from Northern Ireland have been released after being questioned on suspicion of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people. The bodies were found early Wednesday in an industrial park in southeastern England. Essex police have charged the driver of the truck, 25-year-old Maurice Robinson of Northern Ireland, with 39 counts of manslaughter, conspiracy to traffic people, and conspiracy to assist unlawful immigration money laundering. Zaria Shakli, London.
You can hear more on these and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey's army says Kurdish fighters killed 1 Turkish soldier and wounded 5 others amid a shaky truce in northern Syria. The latest death brings its military death toll to 11 since the launch of its cross-border operation. A 150-hour truce brokered by Russia, allowing Syrian Kurdish fighters to complete their withdrawal, runs out late on Tuesday. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a statewide state of emergency because of wildfires and power cuts to millions to stop more fires from breaking out. 200,000 people have been forced to flee their homes in Sonoma County, that's north of San Francisco. The county sheriff's office calls it the largest such evacuation anyone can remember. CAL FIRE spokesman Brendan Hall says the evacuation is a matter of public and firefighter safety.
They evacuate people proactively based on what they think the situation will do. And if firefighters have to worry about people that haven't evacuated, then their safety is already compromised.
Officials say the current wildfire, dubbed the Kincaid Fire, began Wednesday night and is now only 10% contained. Hall says firefighters are battling the blaze on 3 fronts.
There's firefighters out doing perimeter control, there's firefighters doing structural protection, and there's aircraft out trying to take the heat out of the head of the fire.
The local electric company says electricity was shut off for millions of people in an effort to prevent more fires. The U.S. chief peace negotiator for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, met leaders in Kabul on Sunday after arriving in the country on an unannounced visit. Meanwhile, Afghanistan's Electoral Commission announced the country's presidential election results will be revealed November 14th. Ivan Milat, one of Australia's worst convicted serial killers, has died in prison after spending 23 years behind bars. Reuters' Amir McCarthy reports.
One of Australia's worst convicted serial killers has died in prison, nearly 30 years after the backpacker murders, for which he gained notoriety. Ivan Milat was serving 7 consecutive life sentences after being convicted in 1996 for the killings of 2 Britons, 3 Germans and 2 Australians, in a case that made grim headlines around the world. He never admitted to murdering the young men and women, some of whom were sexually assaulted, shot or stabbed. Milat was also linked to several other unsolved missing persons cases and died under suspicion of having committed more crimes.
That's Reuters' Amir McCarthy reporting. Boris Johnson's Conservatives stepped up pressure on British lawmakers Sunday to back the Prime Minister's bid to hold an early election and break Britain's Brexit impasse. But with the main opposition Labour Party waiting for the European Union to grant a Brexit delay, observers say the government's bid so far looks set to fail. Marissa Melton, VOA News.